For the last couple of years, we've done something called the Shopkeepers Olympics and Showcase Day, and this year we thought we'd do something a bit different. And somebody said to me, why don't you do a criterium race? So I said, what's a criterium race like you do? And he explained that it's a cycle race on closed roads. So I've spoken to people, and that's what we're planning to do. We're planning to close the town centre, run a series of bike rides, races, with British Cycling, which are quite exciting. It's quite a good spectacle. And in the middle of that, we're going to have about an hour and a half where we're going to have a 5 kilometre run, UK Athletics registered run, running race, and a 1K fun run. And as well as that, we're going to have stalls, and so the whole town centre is going to be closed, and there's going to be lots going on in the middle of the town for people to get involved with, to come and watch or join in.
We had the Tour of Britain come through Fakenham, and we had events starting here as well, so cycling's sort of getting into the blood of Fakenham.
Yeah, it is. I've been organising the Fakenham 50 cycle ride for the last 3 years, which takes place on the August bank holiday, and that's been great. We've had a good turnout. It's lots of fun. This year we're extending that, so we're going to have a 100 kilometre and a 100 mile ride, as well as the 15 mile and 25 mile and 30 mile. So there's something for everybody. It's about getting involved, and cycling is very big. I got involved with cycling because I got an injury, so I had to stop a lot of my other sports. I've got a hip injury, so a couple of years ago I took up cycling, club cycling. And it's been great. It's good exercise, and I enjoy it. It's good fun.
It's a good place to ride around Fakenham and the surrounding area, isn't it?
It's flat and the sun's always shining. It's an excellent place. There's lots of... it's quite social as well. And it's an excellent sport. But what we're doing is we're trying to do things that will bring people to the town. So it's a great... this criterium race and the running races are going to be a good thing to come and watch. We're going to have stalls, as I said, and there'll be food, and hopefully it won't be snowing too heavily, and all the road, a 1 kilometre track round the town centre on those roads will be closed, so people can wander around, get a burger or something even healthier, and watch the spectacle. In a way, it's better than the Tour of Britain. Obviously, Fakenham's going to be better than the Tour of Britain, but because it's a circuit race, so they're not here 1 minute and then gone. So they're here and they come round again and again. They're timed races, so the cycle races will be about 40 minutes, and they'll go around the circuit for about 40 minutes, and there'll be a commentary. The other thing that's been great about it is we've had lots of people being supportive. We've got people coming from King's Lynn, and Black Bikes from Sheringham are going to come and do the registration system because they're quite expert at that. We've got people in Norwich coming and helping. Obviously the local club, the East Coast Riders, who ride every week in Fakenham, they're helping out a lot. We've got community groups coming, badminton and others have got stalls. The Air Cadets, so it's a big town event. And we're hoping that people come and watch, even if they don't join in.
What sort of reaction have you had from people in the town to the idea?
Generally, it's been really positive. Obviously, there's a few issues that we're dealing with. I talked to one shop and said, how would you feel about us closing the town centre for a bike ride? And they said, not while we're open. So that's why we're doing it Easter Sunday. All the main stores are shut. We've had some great sponsorship. Aldis have always very supportive to Active Fakenham. The race course is supportive. The district council is giving some support to this, which is the first time they've given any support to Active Fakenham, so that's very welcome. The town council, and we've got a lot of community groups getting involved as well. It's the people that come along and help that is the main thing. Also, it's a quite expensive event to run. It's costing several thousand pounds, which we've had to raise. And we're looking forward to it.
And people can register now?
Yeah, it's important they do register, particularly some of the events are likely to fill up. I'm told that Slimming World, we were quite active around here, are going to have maybe 100 runners. And we've got to limit the numbers because of the for safety reasons. So I'm reckoning we're going to have to limit the run to the 5K run to about 250 runners. And so if you want to run, book now. It's online. Look for the Active Fakenham website or the Facebook page, Active Fakenham Facebook or Twitter, and I would register now. So it's best to register online. It's possible to go to Sweets and Things in Oak Street in Fakenham to get a manual application form or download one from the website. But yeah, I would recommend booking early.